The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 30th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
The snowman says, if you think you need a cappuccino this morning, what you may really need is a nappuccino because you didn't get enough sleep last night. Staying up late watching TV, binge watching, or being on your computer, or maybe your smartphone that's making you dumb. All those things are going to, well, they're going to play havoc with your energy levels today. Hey, welcome to the Stimulating Talk Radio without the caffeine. And by the way, who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio? It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, Dr. Alan Lindemann joins us. He is the co-author of Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. And he's also a past recipient of the Rural Healthcare Provider of the Year Award and also has delivered more than 6,000 babies over the last four decades. We're going to be talking about one of the most unnecessary surgical procedures in America, along with, there's two others that we'll talk about a little later in the program, but the first C, well, I'll give you a hint, they all start with C, and one we're going to be talking about is C-sections, cesarean sections, that almost 30% of all women have, all new mothers have, for delivering their babies, and why it's so unnecessary, and I mean, sometimes it is vital and life-saving, but in most cases, it's kind of like antibiotics something over 50% of all prescriptions for antibiotics are unnecessary and can be harmful, actually. And so we'll talk to Dr. Alan Lindemann about that. We haven't done a show. We've done a few segments on C-sections, but not an entire show on it. And we have done it on other unnecessary surgeries and medical procedures, but this is a very important one because it affects not only the mother long term, but also possibly the children that are born via a C-section. All right, let's see, what else do we have for you? Oh, next week we are going to be joined by Sparrow Hart. He is the author of a book on travel, the power of travel, letters from the river, and we'll talk about some of the vision quests that he conducts, and also we'll have hormone information next week, and all of our regular features return next week as well here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Now, you may not smoke, or maybe you do, hopefully you don't, but do you hang out with people who do? Well, this is interesting in that you, of course, have heard of secondhand smoke, which is the other end of a lit cigarette that is caused by the exhalation of smoke by the smoker. But then third-hand smoke is basically the residual particles that land on various surfaces, be they carpeting or clothing or couches or curtains, furniture, things like that. And the scientists that have done some measuring of these, the amounts of VOCs, the volatile organic compounds that that smokers have on their skin, their breath, and their clothing, here's what they determined. During a one-hour period, there's an equivalent of 1 to 10 cigarettes that was emitted as passively smoked gas just from smokers' skin, their breath, and their clothing. So third-hand smoke, if you're hanging out with smokers, is hazardous to your health. Okay, let's talk about food. If you like pasta like I do, I mean, I'm half Italian, so of course I like it. And most people eat too much of it, or they, you know, when they eat a pasta salad, the problem with pasta salads are it's too much pasta, not enough salad, and that's a whole other program. In any case, Carnegie Mellon University did a study, or well, they've done some research on this, and they've developed edible 2D pasta that swells into 3D shapes when cooked. Now, this is an example. I was reading this article. I thought, oh, no, here's another food processing trick or procedure that's going to make food even worse for you. And I mean, processed food is bad enough for you as it is. But, no, this is actually, there's no effect on the quality or nutrition of the pasta. But what they did is they flat-packed dry pasta. Well, by doing that, they can drastically reduce the amount of packaging required, so that's good for the environment, as well as saving storage and transportation space. For example, when macaroni, this is interesting, when macaroni is packaged, around 60% of the space in the box is air. So, you know, you're transporting that and having to store it and everything, so that's, you know, it's there's no pluses there. But that's 2D pasta morphs into 3D shapes when boiled because each piece of it is lined with tiny grooves, less than a millimeter wide, and particular patterns. And so the grooves increase the surface area in some pieces of the pasta. And areas with a high surface area absorb moisture and swell faster, which creates the shape, you know, whether it's fusilli or penne or, I mean, there's, you know, thousand or hundreds of different shapes of pasta. Well, the imprinting of the grooves was the only additional step in processing required. And they say the pasta has the same taste and mouthfeel as regular versions, so that's a good thing. And so look for that. I don't know how soon it's going to be in stores, but smart pasta to go along with your smartphones and smart toys. New Cancer Insights. Chemotherapy, as you know, is part of cancer treatment along with radiation and surgery. But sometimes the disease comes back and new research sheds light on why. Certain cancer cells appear to enter a type of active hibernation, as it's called, which enables them to withstand the aggressive treatments designed to destroy them. So that's not a good thing. And scientists at Weill Cornell Medicine, they actually looked at the tumor cells or samples and found that a specific type of protein called ATR, they identified, caused a subset of cancer cells to hibernate, whereas they quit functioning except for recruiting immune cells in your own body to help them regain their disease-fighting strength or potential. So the encouraging part, though, is that giving cancer cells this ATR, the protein inhibitor, before chemo prevented this hibernation from occurring, so it allowed the chemo to kill all the cancer cells, not just some of them. And these findings are, they say, one day going to be utilized in clinical settings to improve cancer outcomes. So depending on the cancer, you know, this is important because depending on the type of cancer as well as the patient's lifestyle, recurrence of cancer can be 20, 30, 40% within, you know, within 5 years or even after the five-year survival rate that they use as a standard measure of cancer cure. All right, elsewhere in the news, let's talk about COVID-19, how it ages the immune system. Long-term problems may be prematurely aging immune cells. People who survive severe COVID-19 appear to end up with a prematurely aged immune system, as well as other persistent immunological problems, and that may be the underlying cause of long COVID. This is from the British Society for Immunology. This was one study where they studied the immune systems of 46 people who had been hospitalized with severe COVID-19. Well, 3 months after discharge, a significant number showed signs of premature immunosenescence, which is accelerated immune aging. Senescence is typically aging terminology. So this included a loss of the native B and T cells, which are your some of the frontline immune cells in your body called into action if you have an invading pathogen. So immunosenescence usually starts around age 60, but these survivors under 60 also showed signs of it. And cut to the chase here, the conclusion of the article is that the good news is that interventions such as exercise and diet have been shown to reverse immunosenescence. So even if you have severe COVID-19, it doesn't necessarily cause premature aging, or you can reverse the effects, and the health consequences aren't necessarily that dire when you do that. So, you know, whether it's prevention or cure of COVID, or after effects of the treatment, or after you come down with the virus and get over it, it's a healthy lifestyle either way, either before, during, or after, is of utmost importance. Ever wonder when and where root beer was developed? I was talking to a friend the other day. I said, you know, I used to, as a teenager, my friend and I would go to Shakey's Pizza, which was a pizza parlor way back when, and we'd order this big, giant pizza, and then, a mug of root beer apiece, and then just down it, and that was, I think, after school. But anyway, it was invented in 1866, and root beer was introduced to the 1876 U.S. Centennial Exposition, kind of the World's Fair at the time, as were, in the same year, ketchup and the telephone, also that same year that root beer was popularized, if you like root beer. You know, I just wish they sold the ingredients in root beer, the herbal extracts, because they're you know, all... I mean, cinnamon and anise and sarsaparilla and, you know, all beneficial medicinal herbs. But the problem is they add sugar and carbon dioxide and additives or artificial sweeteners, whatever. Okay, let's talk about food, healthy food. Actually, it's the number one fruit and number one, fruit in America. It still is year after year. Bananas. They became big business in the United States because of a ship's captain's bad health. That's right. Captain Lorenzo Baker of Wellfleet, Cape Cod, sailed his schooner Telegraph toward the warm water of the Caribbean instead of the chilly Grand Banks, explaining that his health was endangered by the winter cold. This was way back when. In Jamaica, he took fancy to the bananas he found in the native market. He tried to take some of the stalks home with him, but the fruit rotted long before it reached New England. Well, by experiment, he found that the green bananas kept in a dark corner of the ship's hold would survive the voyage. Soon he began marketing his 18-day bananas, as they were called. And finally, he stayed in Jamaica while other captains of other ships carried the fruit northward to ports such as New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama. And by the way, bananas, oh, and then... I think, let's see, in 1805, he founded the United Fruit Company. Okay, just have a couple minutes left. And our reminder, our regular features are going to be returning next week, the Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And just a little note on bananas. They do not grow on trees. They are actually a gigantic herb. All right, let's see. Okay, this is interesting. I'll save that for next week. That's on sexual health. You can see through all your senses by closing your eyes and forcing you or ourselves to see with other senses. We can achieve a heightened awareness and view our world more intuitively. So that's a good thing to do from time to time, even if it's just to appreciate the eyesight you have. But sometimes it's for concentration, you know, and usually with prayer and meditation, you're instructed to close your eyes, and that's one reason is because it gives you a heightened sense of awareness. The smart sound of silence. Stop that music. A few seconds of absolute quiet between symphonic movements in songs, tracks, actually engage your brain more than the music itself. This research from McGill University and Stanford University School of Medicine, they found that it's the moment when the brain can enjoy what's been already heard and then anticipate what you'll hear next that stimulates the area of the brain that controls mental focus and memory. So that's from a neuroscientist there. Kind of interesting there. And then maybe one more. Speaking of sound, the ping in your ear could actually improve the sound of your listening devices. The unique shape of your ear, the ear canal, affects what you hear, making bass notes easier to hear than trebles. So Nokia of Finland has patented an earpiece that sounds a test tone in each ear and uses the echo to calculate the frequencies that where each ear hears the best, and then the player can then boost the volume of the weaker frequencies. And I hear somebody's boosting the volume of the bumper music, so that means, and that's my producer, and that means we are out of time in this segment. But join us for Dr. Alan Lindemann talking about unnecessary surgical procedures, the top of the list, C-sections in America. We'll talk about the other two most unnecessary surgeries a little later in the program. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Dr. Health Radio is brought to you in part by Natural Factors, where great health begins. Family-owned for over 55 years, Natural Factors has been bringing consumers the highest quality, safe, and effective nutritional supplements for healthier people and a healthier planet. Learn more at naturalfactors.com. And brought to you by Immune Health Basics, with formulas containing the clinically proven Wellmune ingredient. For info, go to immunehealthbasics.com.
Welcome back to the show. David Snow on your radio, 82% new, 18% review, and it's all good for you. Before we get on to our guest, Dr. Alan Lindemann, let me review an article that was in a recent New York, recent article from the Washington Post, actually, entitled COVID-19 Forces Physicians to Rethink Treatments That Are Overdone or Unnecessary. I'll just paraphrase it. It's a problem that has vexed the medical community for decades. On one hand, the pandemic caused major health setbacks for non-coronavirus patients who were forced to avoid tests and treatments for certain illnesses. On the other hand, no harm was done at all for many medical procedures that were delayed or canceled. Article goes on to say that numerous studies have shown that over-treatment causes unnecessary suffering and billions of dollars in unnecessary healthcare costs. A few examples. colonoscopies done on patients older than age 85, semi-elective surgeries, and yearly dental x-rays. And just to conclude, this overtreatment, they say, can be factors such as liability. For instance, if the doctor is concerned about malpractice, they, of course, order many tests, may order tests even for unlikely problems to avoid missing something. Then there's the incentive for the health industry to boost revenue, sometimes to pay for the expensive high-tech equipment that is used to perform the tests the doctor orders. And finally, in fairness to doctors and the medical industry, it's sometimes the patients, and we've done many shows on this and found this to be true, that it's the patients that demand surgery or a prescription of antibiotics or a procedure or other drugs to resist, and they resist the watch and wait advice of their physician. So one thing that is unnecessary in our society, it's excessive, according to statistics and other comparing us to other countries, is C-sections, one of the three C's, one of the most common surgical procedures in the U.S. And Dr. Alan Lindemann is here to bring awareness to this very important topic, which in the last 30 years, I don't remember ever doing a show on C-section, so this is new information. And the doctor has been in practice for over four decades. He's delivered more than 6,000 babies, and is the co-author of the book Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. He's also a past recipient of the Rural Healthcare Provider of the Year Award, and we welcome Dr. Alan Lindemann to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Doctor. How the health are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I have one thing to add to this article, and that is fetal heart rate monitoring.
Okay.
That was designed originally to save babies. But what has happened is it has increased the rates of cesarean sections because the strip makes us nervous. One of the things
the strip
I've done.
Makes you nervous?
The monitor strip that records the baby's heartbeat and the mother's contractions. So it's easy to overread that and to get yourself a C-section that isn't necessary. That's been shown to not improve outcomes of babies, but it has been shown to prove that mothers often don't need those C-sections, and of course, that goes along with the increasing risk. And
go ahead, please.
Okay, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, first of all, let's since we have both mothers and non-mothers and male and female audience out there in Radioland, USA. First of all, let's find out exactly from you what a C-section is and why they are necessary, and then we'll get into the benefits and risks, as you were alluding to.
Well, it would probably be easier to say why they're not necessary than why they are, but let's talk about both of those things. You know, today we're doing a lot more breaches. We're doing many C-sections for what we call failure to progress. And then we have some real problems, like abruptions and previas. And yes, there is incentive to do cesarean sections because, in the first place, they make more money. A C-section would probably run about $25,000, where a vaginal birth would run about $11,000. And, of course, 20 years ago, you could do a vaginal birth for $2,000. So things have gotten out of hand.
My goodness, I had no idea it was that. Obviously, I'm not a father, but I had no idea it was that high a price, and the price difference, too, between the two, having a C-section and a vaginal delivery. That's quite amazing. Now, statistically, let's talk about, demographically and ethnically and socioeconomic factors. Obviously, there are different states that have a higher incidence of C-sections than others. Can you get into some of the differences and why they are so apparent?
Well, we have, of course, the highest states are Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. The lowest states are Idaho, Utah, and Nevada. And a lot of this is style. In other words, what we get used to. And the other thing, of course, a C-section takes between 20 and 30 minutes of the doctor's time, whereas a VBAC would probably take many hours of counseling and then probably 24 to 36 hours of watching labor. Uh-huh. So it's really easy. And the C-section, the highest C-section rate is kind of interesting. It is in Turkey, where they have 548.9 C-sections per 1,000 live births. So they do more C-sections than vaginal births.
And why is that?
I think it's probably a little bit of convenience, and they probably get more money, too. You know, I think one of the ways, if we want to lower the C-section rate, we should turn these payments around. In other words, the C-section is the easiest thing to do. That should also be the cheapest thing to do. The most complicated thing is the VBAC, and that should be what you get paid for.
Uh-huh. Now, what percentage of your patients have C-section births versus vaginal births? You've delivered over 6,000 babies, so is yours lower than the national average?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, the last time I checked, it was about 10%, sometimes 11%. But that includes doing, you know, external cephalic versions where you turn the baby to be head first and doing lots of VBACs and watching mothers very carefully in labor so that they make good progress and that the baby isn't in distress. And for me, my experience has been that they should be monitored no more than 15 minutes out of the hour. The rest of the time they should be doing something that's comfortable to them, like walking around or sitting in a chair or changing beds.
Okay. So, and speaking of statistics, Doctor, I remember when I first started the show 30 years ago, and it was 20%, right around 20%, I think, in 1990 or the early 90s. And I remember reporting on C-sections, the prevalence of them, and how we were higher than averages of other countries, and it was pretty shocking. And then I remember another article, the news story I did, I don't know, it was 10 or 20 years ago, and it was up to 25%. Now it's 31% of all U.S. deliveries are made by C-section, which is, and that's as of 2018, so maybe it's even a percentage higher now. But, I mean, that is shocking. Well, what is the statistic for other countries, say some of the European countries or Asian countries?
Well, if you look at Israel, it's 148 per 1,000. Norway has 158.3, and Iceland has 160.6. So you see these Northern European countries do pretty well. Sweden is good. Estonia is good. So they're doing something right there. And, you know, if you look at developed countries, ours is the only one that doesn't cover us. In other words, we have private insurance. We should have a state-run or federally-run insurance like Medicare. I think we would decrease the C-section rate and decrease the maternal death rate. Because if you look at who dies from these C-sections, they are people of color. They are people with low socioeconomic status. These are all risk factors for problem pregnancy.
Okay. Now, Doctor, we need to take about an hour station break, and when we come back, I'll have many more questions for you regarding C-sections, and we'll tell you how people can get the book Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. And also, I have a couple questions in particular. One is on COVID-19 and C-sections, any greater risk there? And then also IVF, artificial fertilization and the higher incidence of twins and triplets. Does that automatically require a C-section to be performed for that particular mother that is going to maybe have twins or triplets, multiple births? So we'll talk about that when we return with Dr. Alan Lindemann, the author of Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. He's also past recipient of the Rural Healthcare Provider of the Year Award. We'll talk about, I want to ask him too about modern medicine versus old-fashioned and natural medicine and the advent of house calls, if he's ever done a house call in his 40 years of experience as a medical doctor. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Snow,
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 snow.
That's right, it's David Snow on your radio. When polled, the three top concerns for Americans are jobs, healthcare, and protection from terrorism. In other words, prosperity, wellness, and safety. Just a few of the many important topics we cover here on Dr. Health, important to your health and well-being. And we are so privileged and honored to have you join us and making us a part of your weekend. And we always hope to make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com, a few days after the program, and that's when we podcast all the shows that you do here airing on the radio. And we have a couple of years of podcasts on the drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Alan Lindemann, the author of Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. Doctor, how can people get a copy of the book if they want it?
See, it would be Amazon.
Amazon has everything. Okay, yeah. I was afraid you'd say that. No, I probably knew you were going to say that because. And now, can they get it in bookstores as well?
Modern Medicine. Well, you can get it online. My wife has bought some of the copies back.
Doctor, can I ask you, are you on a speakerphone of any kind? If you could just hold the phone to your ear, we're getting a kind of an echo or feedback. It sounds like you're in a cave. I know you're not that rural.
So is this better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you. Yeah, much better. And speaking of rural versus, I was going to ask you, modern medicine versus old-fashioned medicine. I mean, nobody makes house calls anymore, but in your 40 years of experience, did you ever make a house call as a
Yes, I've made several house calls in my time.
Oh, really? Oh,
yep.
Good
and
for
I
you.
It's It's been probably a couple of years since I made my last one, but I do go out to see people, especially if getting to the clinic is a hardship for them.
Now, are you? We're still getting some kind of feedback. Are you just holding the phone to your ear? You're not on any kind of listening device, are you?
What we're doing here is we put it on, but we can take it off of speaker.
Yeah, okay, we're going to take it off of speaker. Yeah, yeah. If you could just hold the phone to your ear. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That?
Now I've got it. I've got this phone in my ear.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. All right. Now let's talk about with COVID, with the pandemic still upon us. Are there any extra risks or greater risks to mothers?
Well, yes, I would say that there are greater risks. The problem with COVID
Should I call back?
Call back and see if we can get rid of whatever this problem is.
We'll just time mark it here. Okay, I'll call right back. Better, Chaz? Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was him breaking up and not me, but okay, you said I was breaking up. Okay. Yeah, it sounded like... Oh, interesting. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Dr. Lindemann. Okay. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, doctor, yeah, I'm sorry. We had a bad connection, so it sounded like you were breaking up, and my producer said I was actually the one breaking up. And so anyway, I called back to the studio, and then we just called you back. So it should be a clear line now. So we'll just continue. Chaz, where do you want us to do you want me to just ask a new question? Okay, let's see. What was that? Oh, yeah, about COVID-19. Okay. All right. So, all right, let me know when to start. Okay. So COVID-19 and C-sections, any greater risks to mothers, especially new mothers?
Well, it depends on...
Or first-time mothers, I'm in.
Okay. So we've had several patients at work who have had COVID, but not at the time of delivery. And we have seen no problems with any of those patients. Their pregnancies and deliveries seem to go along well. Of course, there are very different outcomes. You know, some ladies start at 33 weeks, and then the babies don't do so well either.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Now, with maternal mortality, do you have any stats on that? And is the main cause of death hemorrhaging, or what is the main cause of death when there is an incident of a fatality?
Yeah, the C-section rate varies between 17% and 40%, depending on who you are, where you live, how much money you have, and what color your skin is. So those rates vary, but the main causes of death and complications due to cesarean section would be infection and hemorrhage and injury to bowel and bladder and blood clots.
And then you were saying, I got some information from your office, and you were saying, or it mentions that a lot of women have bothersome symptoms ongoing. I mean, it becomes a chronic problem, whether it's urinary tract conditions. And can you address some of the maybe not life-threatening conditions as a result of C-section, but some that are equally annoying and bothersome long-term after the, long after the birth?
Okay, so first of all, we'll just talk about things that aren't lethal. And those would be scar formation, would be endometriosis in the scar. It could be even a dehiscence of the uterus, that is an opening, an extra opening. Mm-hmm. Although those are not automatically lethal, none of those things are. And then, of course, mm-hmm. You get more serious with infections, and if they're not dealt with early, you can wind up losing a uterus over that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Now, and then on a different aspect of it, as far as sexual relations after a C-section, is there any difference there versus a vaginal delivery?
Well, I don't think so, because it's just really a matter of where are you going to be sore, you know? I would say okay. that if the C-section goes all right and there's no problems with hemorrhage or infection, you mm-hmm. probably are not going to have a lot of symptoms other than some annoying ones like endometriosis, and maybe you don't have a pretty, you know, a nice-looking scar. And mm-hmm. most women, it's easy to put the scar in the crease, you know, right above the pubic
right.
bone.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
then
exactly.
it pushes the tissue together. I mean, when you stand up, it pushes the wound together mm-hmm. instead of pulling mm-hmm. it apart.
Okay. Well, I was talking more long-term, long-term consequences, long after it's healed and everything. But is that what you're also referring to?
There are. Placenta previa can be one. Placenta abruption. Those are all increased, and they all have a potential of being there for years.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. Now, IVF, a lot of women are getting that, especially with their fertility rates going down. I mean, you look at, we reported recently on men's sperm count is 50% lower than it was, 20 years ago or so. And then women are also affected fertility-wise with a lower incidence of fertility, whether it's from plastics, pesticides, and I mean, that's a whole other show. But having said that, a lot of women are going the IVF route. Now, is there a higher incidence of, or is that required that you automatically need to have a C-section if you're having twins or triplets? Because oftentimes, as you know, IVF fertilization, it results in multiple babies, whether it's twins or triplets and sometimes quadruplets.
Well, I've had all of those.
One
lady came to me with quads, and she was told she needed to reduce the number, and that means to wind up with two instead of four. Anyway, we delivered her, and she, as a matter of fact, those kids are now 22 years old, went to visit them a few months ago.
Ah, really? But, interesting.
So that was a C-section for quads.
Triplets,
I think I would probably not want to do triplets right now, but that matter ever. But I did a lot of twin births in my first practice. We had six of them in the first 6 months, and there were no cesarean sections.
Wow, interesting. So, okay.
Yeah,
when was, as far as the history of C-section, Dr. Lindemann, when was the first one done? I mean, or give us kind of a backgrounder of the etiology of C-section, cesarean section surgeries.
Well, the first one was probably done in someplace in Germany. The outcomes were terrible. I mean, they had a mortality rate of probably more than 90%. And the reason they did, you didn't want to have a C-section in those days, I can tell you that. And the reason the rate was so high is that they thought they couldn't sew the uterus, so they just left the uterus open.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And so infection pursuit, or
bleeding and infection,
Wow. We need to take one last break here to keep the lights on so I can continue asking you more questions about C-sections, or one of the most unnecessary surgeries, Dr. Lindemann. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you on this particular topic. And we'll talk about a couple other unnecessary, what I call the three C's, the three most common surgical procedures in the U.S., one being C-sections. We'll find out if you know the other two. And no Googling allowed. We'll have that for you right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the medical strength probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects. And TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Welcome back to the show. David Snow on your radio. Clinically proven to raise your health IQ levels. This is The Cure for the Common radio show. Thanks for staying with us, making us part of your weekend. If you're just joining us, Dr. Alan Lindemann is my guest. He has delivered more than 6,000 babies. We're talking about unnecessary C-sections. Doctor, what do you think the future of C-sections is? I mean, with technology being what it is and, you know, medical breakthroughs and all the high-tech equipment, do you think, and with the incentives, as you mentioned earlier in the show, about insurance companies paying twice as much for a C-section as for an induced or natural delivery, do you think it's just going to keep going up and up from 31% to even a higher percentage statistically? Or do you think with education and awareness, people are finally going to see the light and start backing down on this unnecessary surgical procedure?
Well, right, it certainly is unnecessary, and I'm sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
Well, do you think it's the percentage, you know, it's at 31% now, or as of 2018, yeah. Do you think it's going to be maybe, you know, by 2025, is it going to be 35%, or is it going to be back down to 25% what it was 10 or 20 years ago? Do you think it's on an upward trend, or are we still, or are we going to see the light and try and back down on those the number of or percentage of
C-sections? I see it going up over the next several years. Nobody's really doing anything to decrease it.
Unbelievable. Wow, really.
We'd need an active federal OB program. And
yeah,
of course,
that's unfortunate.
Would have to stop interfering so much, but yet they still pay too much too. So That's all going to have to change, and I don't see it changing soon. But I do believe that you're on the right track. In other words, this is going to have to be a
grassroots effort.
It's going to have to start with the people, the public.
Yeah. Sure. Now, let's talk. And the other two, let me put you on the spot. You probably know this, but for some of the listeners that don't, I teased it before the break. I call it the three C's, the three most common surgical procedures in the U.S. Yes, circumcisions and then cataracts are the those are the other two. So C-sections, cataracts, and circumcisions. Well, of course, cataracts are the least unnecessary or the most necessary, I would say, although sometimes they're unnecessary. But circumcision, that's a whole other program, which we've done other shows or dedicated shows about. And this is the first time we've done a dedicated show on C-section. So we really appreciate your time, expertise, and knowledge and background and passion for getting people aware of the fact that, whether they're in a relationship or a family situation or not, there's a lot of, I'm an uncle many times over, and so, I can influence maybe some of my nieces and other family members not to, to think twice before and educate them about making a decision before they automatically concur with the doctor or agree to the doctor, maybe, who has other interests at heart, not always theirs, although, most doctors want the best for their patients, of course. But as we talked about earlier, there's the financial incentives, and it's hard to argue with the statistics when doctors say, money has nothing to do with it. Pharmaceutical companies say the same thing, money has nothing to do with it. We only give drugs to people who need them, but, of course, there's the whole sales forces and the, and it's business, it's capitalism, so I'm not against that. But you just have to be an aware health consumer, don't you?
It's very important. We went to this publicity summit, and I presented maternal mortality. And as a matter of fact, there were a lot of people who weren't even at all interested in it and wanted to know about how to get rid of stretch marks. So a lot of people don't take this very seriously, and it's not going to change until people do. There are pockets of people who take it seriously.
Okay. And what about the medical profession? Are there any doctors like you or any organizations that are trying to shed light on this and make doctors or the people on the front lines aware of the fact that it's not business as usual, it's business unusual because it shouldn't be the way it is?
Yes, you're right. It shouldn't be. I couldn't tell you the percentage of doctors who would admit that the C-section rate is high and would talk about what to do about it. I'm sure there are some. As a matter of fact, I can look up probably one of the men who is really good at it. But I'll get that name to you. I just don't have it right now.
All right. No, that's okay. Yeah, speaking of names of doctors and people in the news or people in the past, you remember Dr. Benjamin Spock, the baby original mass media pediatrician and baby doctor of America. I had the opportunity to know him, a good fortune to know him, and we used to have him on. He lived 6 months in the British Virgin Islands, so we'd hook up the do a phone conversation from there, and he was a wealth of information, as you can imagine, having delivered all the babies. Well, you're kind of like a modern day Doc Spock.
I'm sure you know his history.
But he was controversial at times, of course, but with his some of his philosophy and political leanings and everything, but nonetheless he brought so much awareness to your field of pediatric physicians. So we appreciate you doing what you do. And tell us once again, since we're out of time, how people can get the book Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know.
Okay, that would be Amazon.
Okay, and your opinion of the American healthcare system as it is today, in 1 minute or less. I don't want to, it's not going to be a long, drawn-out answer for that.
Okay. I have to get my site. It's realdocallen.com.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so you're, do you think the American medical profession and the healthcare system, or some people call it the sick care system, as it is today, I mean, aside from C-sections, but other surgical procedures and other, you know, medical diagnostic procedures, et cetera, as I mentioned in this article from the Washington Post, where, I mean, they're giving colonoscopies to patients older than 85 years old, for goodness sake, and you know, yearly or semi-annual dental x-rays. I mean, you know, there's a lot of other, there's billions of dollars in unnecessary procedures other than just C-sections, that's for sure.
Yes, well, I certainly would agree with you there. It would, you know, to really turn this thing around, you'd have to start looking at everything at MAD's expense, like the fetal monitoring, the prenatal monitoring, and the monitoring and labor and delivery, all of that, and the epidural and the Pitocin induction. All of those things cause trouble for our patients and increase the cost of care.
Now, and then, in fairness to, and I mentioned this in the article too, the article mentioned it, in fairness to doctors in the medical industry, it's sometimes the patients that demand that surgical procedure, whether it's a C-section because of time or convenience or, you know, expense, like you were mentioning, the insurance reimbursement, things like that, or for whatever other reason. But it's sometimes also the patient that is not at fault, but that's responsible for the statistics being as high as they are.
Well, yes, I think there is some of that. Certainly people like to have care. They like to have antibiotics. You know, they like to have MRIs. And they like to have CT scans. And all that stuff drives up the cost of medical care.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, doctor, you know, I'm having this problem, and it hurts when I do this. Well, you know, don't do that. Or they just want a pill for it. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They want a pill for it, or an app for it, or a surgical procedure for it. But anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Alan Lindemann, for being with us. I really appreciate all the knowledge and expertise you've disseminated on our radio audience today. And we welcome you back anytime. And also, we want to recommend people get the book Modern Medicine, What You're Dying to Know. Dr. Alan Lindemann has been my guest. Thanks so much, doctor, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, David Snow. Thank you.
All right. There goes Dr. Alan Lindemann. And here we go with another edition of the program. But join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health Radio. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Thanks for joining us, and have a healthy week.